We are learning Masechet Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Hamalva es chaveroi al hamashkin. Someone lends money and there's a mashkin on the hava. Va'ovad hamashkin, and the mashkin got lost. So the Mishnah is assuming that the malva is chayiv ba'achrayis of the mashkin, and he lent. And why is it chayiv on the krayis of the mashkin? It's really a shayla in the Gemara. We're not directly address our Mishnah, but in the Gemara comes out there will be two reasons why you're responsible for the mashkin. Either you consider a shayim as sacha, because you're gaining that you can use that mashkin for payment. You're holding on to the mashkin for payments. So that's a schus for you. That'd be pshat number one. Pshat number two would mean that because Rav Yitzchak, there's a cloud. Rav Yitzchak learns out from the pasuk of lechad tia tzedaka that there's a kinyan for the malva on the mashkin. So here, if there's a kinyan, he's chayiv maybe in ba'intzin according to some rishonim. So here, the chaveri was malva's chaveri al mashkin. You borrowed money, you gave collateral, you gave them a nice gold watch, you gave them malva. Va'ava the mashkin, and the mashkin got lost. So now the malva comes to collect the money. He says, when are you giving back the mashkin back? Va'ama loy, selo v'sichalov, v'shekel yeshava. So the malva says, you know, you borrowed me 10,000, and I lost the mashkin. The mashkin was only worth 5,000. The loyva says, no, loy, ki ela sela avisera lava sela yeshava. He says, sela, by the way, is four dinrim for our Gemara's sake. So he says, no, that watch was worth four dinrim, and you only borrowed four dinrim. So the loch is your potter, because kreifakol is saying, I gave you a mashkin, the value of the hava. What about sela havisicha love, v'shekel yeshava, v'alo ha'oimeh? In a case where the loyva agrees that the watch was not worth the entire hava, because the malva says you owe me a sela, and this was only worth a half a sela, the watch, and the guy says no, it was worth three dinrim, which is three quarters of a sela. So you mask him, you owe a shekel. In such a case, so basically, if you're saying the mask is worth the whole amount, that's kaifa karl. But if you say it's only worth three quarters and you still owe a shekel, so then it's a ma'idah mixas in chayiv. Sell al visoni alav v'shtayim ayeshava. Let's say it's even more like this. This is a loiva coming. The loiva says, "Where's my mashkin?" He says, "I lost it." He says, "You know what? That mashkin was worth double. We worth two sellos, worth double my halva. Now you owe me something." Sell al visoni alav v'shtayim ayeshava. So here the loiva is ding teveya the malva. Where's my watch and worth more money? And the Malva says, no, it was worth exactly the amount. This watch was worth exactly the amount of the Hava. It wasn't more than the Hava. The Lach is his potter. But if he agrees that for partly that it's worth more, the Loiva says it was worth two Sela. And the Malva says, it was worth five Dinrin. The Lach is Yechayiv. The Lach is that then the Malva is Chayiv. For Shvua, the Shvua is basically saying is that this mashkin was not worth that much. And his maida is worth more, but not that much as a seller. He has to swear. Uminish, but who swears? Misha Bekodin Etzloy, the one who's holding on to the Bekodin. Why? Shema Yishava Zev, Yitzelah's Bekodin, because he's scared if someone makes a Shvua and the other guy pulls out the Bekodin, so then he's going to show that he's a liar. Rashi Vashem Ledikdik Zev Vashum, if he's going to make him pass the Shvua. Or because, like Tosh says, there'll be a Shvua Levatala. If you do that. So therefore, the one who has the Bekodin has to make a Shua. So we'll see in the Gemara right away. I'll just give you a preview right away. Obviously, the second case, who's making the Shua? The Malv anyway. The Malv is the one who's made the Mixas. So he's the one who has the Bekodin anyway. What's going on in the Reisha? The Reisha, it says that the Loiva's made the Mixas. He says, you know what? It was only worth three quarters. So if he makes a Shua that it was worth, that he has the fruit that was worth three quarters and not two, like the Malva says, so he makes a shvua. The Malva might pull it out and say, "Everyone knows this is a seiko. It's worth only two. It's only worth two. So it's going to make a shvua." Rabbi Rash says that maybe the guy will come possible aedus for a shvua, and like Taisa says, it'll be a shvua levatala. Therefore, the guy who has the bekodin makes a shvua. Huh? Right. So you don't like Rash's pshat. You don't like Rash's pshat. Rash says, "Let's read inside." V'shem alei dikdik zek v'shuma v'sinu alei shvua. Frank Taisa he says, "Hiksha divrei mafarishkein v'chiyav dinat takonel l'rishoi make it konver." Elo time Hashem yitzel apikad. If it's a shvua loyva levatala, we don't want in the veld to have a chul Hashem shvua levatala. That's the pshat. So ad kan the Mishnah. So first the Gemara is going to discuss that last part of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara on base. I'm giving on base. Hey, ilay ma I say, for what's it going on? It says, the who should make a shvua? The one who has b'kadi. In the I say, for you don't have to make a takana. But typically, the shvua, gabi malva. The shvua is gabi malva. The shvua is by the malva. Omar Shmuel, Aresha. Because in the Sefer, the Malva is the one being made the mixer. So of course he makes a Shua. So Shmuel says, going on the Resha, which means the first case where, it's not really the first case, it's Resha the Sefer, really. My Resha, Sefer the Resha. What's the case of Sefer the Resha? Selah v'sichalav. The guy says, the Malva comes to life and says, you know, let you a Selah. V'shekel yishavah. The watch only worth half. It's worth more than half. It's worth three quarters. So the halacha is chayiv on a shvua. The chayiv, the shvua gabi loiva. He really the shvua is gabi loiva. He's the maidan mixas. But shaklua rabbanon mi loiva. The rabbanon took it from the loiva v'shadu amalva and gave it to the malva. So the Gemara that there's a Rav Ashi in the Gemara in Bar Metzia that says there's no such thing as switching the shvua. Because you know what you do is you make a shvua she'ina b'shusay. It's a cheshman the Gemara Bar Metzia because you have a kash bar mishta and therefore v'hashdomar of Ashi the kaimelon that what you do is zen nishba she'ina b'shusay v'zen nishba kamashava. In order to take care of this problem of having this bezayin or this shvua sheker, what you do is you first make the malva swear he doesn't have it anymore. He'll taka lost it. Once he doesn't have it, we're not scared he's going to pull it out and make you look bad. So therefore, he makes the shvua she'ina b'shusay, and then you say, but what's the point of our mishnah? Our mishnah saying is you have to do that first. Then the loiva shvua is how much it's worth. Who swears first? Me, shabekadin etzloi. The one who has the pekadin by him. Maybe this one will swear, and the other one will pull out the pekadin. So that's the way you do it. Adkan pshat in the Mishnah. Now we're going to bring in a member of Shmuel, and then the rest of the parak will discuss this member of Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, hi man, the oisve alfa zuz lechavre. A guy lent 1,000 zuz to his friend, and the mashkin was a small token mashkin like kata de magla. He gave him a mashkin, a handle of a sickle, a handle of a shovel. It's not 1,000 zuz alone, a 5 zuz mashkin. The halacha is Shmuel's mechadish, crazy halacha. Ovad kata the magla. If he loses the kata magla, ovad alfa zuzah. He loses the 1,000 zuz. Like Rashi explains that the way it works is the upmach is that when you give me back the mashkin, I'll pay. When's the loan up? In 30 days, okay. In 30 days, you bring me the mashkin back. I give you 1,000 zuz. Here, where's the mashkin? You didn't bring it back. Oh, am I giving you 1,000 zuz? That's a Shmuel's mechadish. It's like I was mafarish that. It's kilo as mafarish that this is as makabel this and that you took the malva, took the mashkin until returns the mashkin, he doesn't get his money. You have nothing to return. If you don't return, you don't get money. Aval tarti katati loy. If there's two handles and you only lost one, so you don't say, oh, I lost 500 zuz now. What it is, you look at it as it's one mashkin, and if I give back part of the mashkin, I get back my money. I lost one handle. I'll pay for 5 zuz for that. Only, you're right. You only owe me $9.95 now. That's all you owe me because you lost one of them. But since you have the mashkin, you give me back a mashkin. So it's considered that you gave back a mashkin and you get your chay. I lost that. I'm responsible. You're right. But it's not connected to the whole chay. That's what he says. Rav Nachman argues. Rav Nachman Amar Filu Tarti Katati Ovad Chodo Ovad Chomesh Meir Ovad Idoch Ovad Kula. You look at these two handles. That it's two different mashkin. One's a mashkin of 500, the other mashkin another 500. And until you give back the mashkin, you don't get your 500. And if you lose both of them, you lose the whole thing. Avakata v'naska loy, but it's a kata v'naska, which means a handle of the shovel and a naska. That's a piece, a bar of silver that already is used as payment. So there you look at it as parayin. Since it's parayin, so the way Rashi learns, the way Ritva learns up Rashi is like this: that since the gabe naska, we go bust a shavyes. So kata also will go basa shavis, which means that Rav Nachman saying is when it comes to kata and aska, it goes basa the shavis. If you lose the kata and aska, and one was worth 300 zuz or worth 5, so 305 zuz is off, and I collect the rest because when I give a naska, it's not stam, just like a mashkin that it's like a tanai, you have to give it back. It's more like a parayin. So just since that is a parayin, kata is also a parayin. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisa learns the Gemara a little different. Taisa learns that a vada that's going like Rav Nachman Shitasai, which means it's each one's connected part of the chayiv, but by two handles we say 500 each. Here, since a naska is worth 10 times, for example, 10 times the handle, so 90% of the loan will be connected the naska, and 10% of the loan connected the kata. So if you lose the naska, 90% of the loan is potter. If you lose the kata, only 10% of the loan is potter. That's what Tosfos learns. Now, doyom afil kata v'naska, of a naska, of a palga, of a kata, of a kula. Even kata v'naska, each one represents half the loan. Each one represents the loans. Now, all these shittas are all going in Shmuel's idea. Shmuel's idea is that if you have a mashkin, and even though it's not a big value, but it goes connected the entire chayiv, and if you don't get back the mashkin, I don't have to give you back the chayiv. Finish. That's how it goes. And Shmuel's a murder chiddush, obviously, that you could do that, you could do such a thing. And the kasha is, what do you do with our mishnah? Tanan says, not mishnah. Sela hil v'sicha ala. V'shekel yeshava. I lent you a sela. The shekel or yeshava. The Malva goes later and says, you know what? It was only shekel or yeshava. You only stole half. You still owe me a shekel. Only half a sela stole. But lo, I'm a loyke, I'll sell a vesin and a love of a shlosh dinar yeshava. We're worth three dinar. The loyke is yechayev. Which means yechayev to pay, obviously, the other shekel. Even chayev take a shua on the other shekel. What's the problem over here? The guy lost your mashkin on potter. Lame leo kabaltir. You took that mashkin, you're not returning it to me. I'm not paying you a penny till you return the mashkin. That's a kash on Shmuel. Mom's a kash on Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Masnisim bide parish. Shmuel would lay parish. Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, bide parish, Enoi mekabloi elai el bachrayas doma v'shavya. The Malva spoke out, good, I'm very happy giving me a mashkin, but it's only for the value, and that's it. That was the case, he spoke it out. But by loy parish, then fish Shmuel, that's called that sovereign for kiblis that connected the mashkin. This is connected the mashkin. The whole chayv is connected the mashkin. So this is the halacha of Shmuel. And the Gemara is to go further now and handle the din of Shmuel. And we're going to say lema ketanoi. So the Gemara lema ketanoi lo mazenis plagas tanoi. Hamalva, the brayse says like this. Hamalva is chaver al mashkin. Someone lends money al mashkin v'avad al mashkin. So yeshava vitos ma'isav der v'liyazer. Rabbi Eliezer says that you swear that it was lost, and you still get your chayiv. You're not responsible. Sounds like you're not responsible. You're not responsible for the mashkin. As long as you swear it was not your mistake, not your pshia. It was avad. Sounds like you're a shem mechinam. The halacha is your potter. Your shava vita myself. The malva swears that it was got lost. It's not my fault, and he collects his 1,000 zuz. He collects his money. Rabbi Kiva, my yachol shem eloi. He could say, you know what? I lent you El Al Mashkin. Ovad Amashkin of the Moisecha. Rekiva could say, you know, I lent you on a Mashkin. The Mashkin is lost. You lost your money. You know, that it sounds maybe a little small there. But he's saying, you lost the Mashkin. You lost the money. Aval. Hamalva El of Zuz Bestar. But if you have a star over here, Vahaniach Mashkin Yod, the Divar Koil, Ovad Amashkin of the Moisecha. We'll have to see why. But if you have a mashkin, if you have a star that says El Zuz, and a mashkin is besides the star, then everyone agrees over the mashkin over Moisa. So more so, hey Chidami, what is the case of this brisa that was saying this is like this? What it's saying, there's a machlokes of Elazar Rabbi Kiva. What's the case? What is the case of machlokes of Rabbi Yezar Rabbi Kiva? Well, how much was the mashkin worth? Hey Chidami, this Shavu Shir Zuzi. If the mashkin is worth exactly what the halva is. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason, Rabbi Eliezer? On top of Memdal and Aleph. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you're not chayiv? If I gave you a mashkin the size of the hava, obviously it's for the hava. My time, Rabbi Eliezer. El alav, it must be with loy shavi shir zuzi. It must be where it's not shavi the shir zuzi. It was not worth. It was worth much less. It was 500. And what's the machlekes? Over the shmul kamefagi. It must be the machlekes is b'shmul, which means that what? That really it's not worth. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold a Shmuel. You know what a mashkin is for? A mashkin is just a zichroin dvarim ba'alma. It's nothing. It's not connected to chayv at all. You don't lose anything. You're not responsible for it. You're a shem mechina. You're a shem mechina on it, and all you have to swear is shloi pasha, and it's amber shusa, and you take all the money. What's the reason why you're a shem mechina? Because it's not there for payment, so it's not giving me any gain, so I'm a shem mechina. And it's only to remember the chayv. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, it's a shem mashkin kibla, and therefore, If you lose your money, if you lose the mashkin. But if you have a star, even Rabbi Eliezer's moida, you can't say the mashkin just to remember there's a chayiv, I have a star. So there, everyone agrees that the mashkin is given for the for the chayiv, and therefore everyone will agree there that if you lose the maskin, you lose everything. So that's machlokes and Rabbi Akiva is in Shmuel's halacha. So when loy shavas yerzuzi, and the shaila is that considered zikr and dvarim ba'amo, was that considered kenegin machayiv? So that's the more wants a taina that maybe it's machlokes and it's totally in Shmuel, and we have to go weiter, and next year we'll continue weiter on that to explain the machlokes that won't be like Shmuel between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Right now we're saying it's machlokes of Shmuel.